This is the third time the Twisted Branch Road application has been continued. Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says they may have jumped the gun on this one.
I think we were probably a little premature in noticing it a couple months ago for action, not recognizing the implications of access into Bonanza Flats and the implications of access into the Red Cloud subdivision. So by the time we got down to the bottom of all the details, now we've just got to make sure that we're perfect.
Twisted Branch Road is a private road that serves the Red Cloud subdivision. Erickson says it's controlled by the development agreement and has no connection to Wasatch County.
The city and the applicant are going back and forth on some legal language with respect to the plat. If at some point in the future, UDOT decides to change the status of existing Highway 224, and we want to make sure that it's absolutely clear what would happen and what would not happen, and what access would be provided by Twisted Branch Road should Twisted Branch Road become a public street.
Erickson says it's a complicated process and that the lawyers, as well as senior planner Kirsten Whetstone, are making sure everything has been looked at in detail. Twisted Branch Road stops at the Red Cloud subdivision and does not go to the ridge. Erickson says the easement they're working on would be for the city's use and not the county's.
There'll be a lot created that the ultimate property owner will own, and we will have an easement across it for public utilities. And we just need to make sure that that easement is for what it is and not extend to Wasatch County unless that's something that the city determines they want to have happen.
The application has been continued to August 8th. The Star Hotel is no stranger to long, drawn-out procedures with the city. The hotel got its start as one of the first homes built in Park City in 1889, but their land title wasn't legally transferred until 1916. The previous owners, Westlake Land LLC, wanted to tear down the historic hotel, but Erickson says the new owners, Hoffman Properties LLC, have other plans.
I believe what they're talking about now is a commercial or a restaurant on the first level, in that kind of nice level right on the street, and then they would do either condominiums or some other type of use above. It probably would not be two levels of commercial, but that could change depending on the size of the restaurant if they wanted to do one.
There are three things going on to make all of that possible.
First of all, we're running the plat forward to get rid of an old historic property line through the building, which is normal. Second, we're in the historic district design review process, making sure that the restoration is consistent with the guidelines and any new addition is consistent with the guidelines. And then third, there'll be an action in August with the Historic Preservation Board on the material deconstruction of the roof.
Material deconstruction means to take the materials off of, in this case, the roof, and replacing the ones that are salvageable and replacing the ones that aren't with new materials. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.